Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is hit by the pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Don Hood now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Kuiper moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Trammell moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub is walked intentionally. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Parrish reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jim Kern now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Joaquin Fuss moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norris scores. Cox moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Staub moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires to first and has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Kuiper who tags LaFleur for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into right field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Staub moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 4 in the game. Kemp is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub scores. Thompson moves to third. Kemp moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Alexander and back to Bell, who tags Thompson for the out. Kemp moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.